In less than an hour, thousands of junior doctors will walk off the job at all public hospitals except those in Canterbury. It's the fifth strike by members of the Resident Doctors Association, and they'll be on strike for 5 days. One of their main complaints is that they don't want hospital chief executives to set their hours without consultation. The Employment Relations Authority is providing urgent independent facilitation in early May, but that's not soon enough to stop this strike. Dr. Peter Bramley is the spokesperson for the DHBs, and he joins me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Charles.
How well prepared are you for the strike, given 5 days raises the risks for patient safety?
Well, it is unprecedented in terms of the 5 days, and from our perspective, both disappointing and very frustrating. But our teams, through all of last week, have been preparing hard to ensure that, firstly, they can provide safe, acute and emergency care, and then obviously working as hard as they can to defer as little in terms of planned procedures.
You got through the previous four strikes not too badly then?
Our teams did really well in terms of making sure we supported safe care and tried to minimise the impact of strikes. But from our perspective, and we formally asked the RDA to lift this strike, we don't see this strike at all being necessary, given that we've already agreed to meet at facilitation on May the 9th.
The key issue for them is the changes to rosters that you want to make. You want to have that power in the hands of chief executives for DHBs. That was only agreed on a couple of years ago in the previous contract. Why do you want to roll that back now?
So we need to be clear. Firstly, we're not looking to claw back any of the conditions. We absolutely are committed, firstly, to safe care, but also to employees turning up to work where they're safe and supported. And that applies to our junior doctor or our RMO workforce. What we're wanting, though, is at a local DHB level to have the flexibility to make the rosters, make the roster changes that support, firstly, better care, but also a better medical team and also better training for the RMOs. At the moment, it's a one-size-fits-all approach, and unfortunately, the union has the veto power.
But that is a rollback of provisions in the current settlements, isn't it? And therefore, you are trying to claw it back.
Well, no changes to the provision of working hours for RMOs. We're committed to safe working conditions, but what we do want is changes to that power of veto.
So it comes down to who makes the final decision, and you believe that should be in the hands of chief executives and not actually with the union and the doctors themselves?
Well, actually, we want to make those decisions locally, firstly with our senior doctors and our senior managers, along with the RMOs. We're not excluding them from this process, but if they can't find an appropriate solution, then we'd like the final decision to sit locally with the chief executives. All the way through this process, we've offered options. For instance, independent clinical arbitration at a local level. But at the moment, the RDA is just refusing to move.
They do make the point that changing the rosters, which they regard as safer provisions that was agreed on a couple of years ago, actually puts patient safety at risk.
Well, we're firstly committed. Every day I turn up to work, I'm committed as the chief executive, and our clinical teams are committed to delivering, firstly, safe care for our communities. We're not interested in endangering that in any way. This dispute is nothing about clawing back safer working hours. This is about the ability to make those decisions at a local level.
Will the facilitation talks help next month?
Well, we believe so. We've supported going to facilitation. We're pleased the Employment Relations Authority has agreed to that. And we're looking forward to being able to present what we think are really important issues to the independent authority, being the Employment Relations Authority.
Hadn't you been dragging the chain on going to those sort of talks previously?
No, we haven't at all. We've supported that. What we did initially is the request for facilitation. We said, well, we're happy to go and meet in the Employment Relations Authority, but we'd like you to lift the strike. And they refused to do that. And so when they requested this time, we've supported that, and we're really pleased the Employment Relations Authority has granted that facilitation.
Are you willing to give any ground at all on their issues? Is this can you find a permanent settlement to this issue in the current round of negotiations?
Well, we're confident we can, in part because we've already reached the agreement that allows for that flexibility with the other union representing the RMO workforce, the specialty trainees of New Zealand, of which there are 750 members now. So we've got an agreement with them that we think is both constructive and supportive, firstly of safe care, but also of a better training environment.
So you want to have the same overall contract conditions on both sides then, or for both organisations?
They're separate agreements, but what we're looking for is the flexibility that we've been able to agree with the Stones Union, specialty trainees in New Zealand. We're looking for that same flexibility with the RDA agreement.
In the end, if there's no settlement out of those talks, are you conditioned for a sixth strike?
Well, we absolutely hope there's not another strike. We, as I said, we think this strike is completely unreasonable and unnecessary. We're going to facilitation. We'd still ask the RDA to lift that strike because actually it serves no good purpose at the moment.
And you're not willing to give ground at this stage?
Well, these are important issues around better care and better medical team working at a local level as well as better training. So that's why these issues are important. But actually, there's no reason to be striking. We could be resolving this in conversations together.
Thank you for your time this morning. That's Peter Bramley, Dr. Peter Bramley, spokesperson for the DHBs.